Okay, we are now joined by the driver of the number 9 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet, Chase Elliott. We'll go ahead and get straight into questions. Once more, if you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll do our best to get a mic to you. We'll start with Jacob, then Holly.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. Chase, obviously the fan following anytime you come back here is going to be big, being your home track. Does it ever get old coming back here and coming back into that sea of things again, or what do you enjoy every time you get to come back here and be involved that deeply again?
I love coming here. It's I've said it a lot, but I'm glad we have 2 dates here at the track. There was a large investment made to try and make the track better and make it more exciting, and I think that they achieved all those things, honestly. So I'm glad that we have still have the opportunity to come down here, and to get to do it twice a year I think is good. And it seems like the fan engagement and excitement has been elevated since the track reconfiguration, and hopefully that continues to get better as time goes.
And entering year 4 of the reconfiguration, we've really started to see the surface wear out. Ty was just in here, said he feels like handling is much more of a key now. What's maybe surprised you or stuck out to you as the surface has evolved here and maybe the super speedway style of racing has changed a bit?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it had changed a whole lot last year, honestly. I think we're still on the slow side enough of the envelope that it's okay. Now, like the Xfinity cars, they might get in that mid-range a little sooner than we will. But our cars are, pretty draggy and slow here. So I think it'll be a bit yet until it becomes an issue or handling becomes a huge issue. But I could be wrong. I mean, I could be surprised today. It has seemed like this race, being colder weather, is always a little more difficult, just getting the tires to heat up, and particularly with your qualifying lap and the way the cars are configured. But it seems like when the race gets going, you get some temp and things and some heat, and that always seems to help a little bit, and then everybody gets brave again.
We're going to go to Holly, Jordan, and then John Newby.
Good morning, Chase. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. I just wanted to ask you kind of your outlook on racing at these tracks. You do so well at Daytona and Talladega and Atlanta. You race very well, and then maybe some crazy thing ends up happening, like happened in the Daytona 500. Do you like racing in this style? And secondly, how do you kind of put that behind you and go? Have you just adapted the attitude that's going to happen?
Yeah, I don't, I don't necessarily know that it's my favorite style of racing to, participate in, but it definitely is a style of racing that you really have to learn to at least accept and try and learn how to get better at, and really just understand that there's not just 2 or 3 on the schedule anymore. When you look at the schedule, you have 2 Atlantas, 2 Daytonas, 2 Talladegas, right? And when you come to that conclusion, it's like, well, we better, really try and embrace this and improve and figure out a way to, make these races count for the better, because if not, you're just throwing too much of the season away. So I think that, historically you could kind of get away with not worrying about the speedway races where they fell on the calendar and the fact that there wasn't as many of them, but I don't really think that's the case anymore. So there's that side of it. The side of it from like last week, and how do you bounce back from that? Honestly, I wouldn't do anything different than we did last week. Was I disappointed in the result? Absolutely. Certainly felt like we were better than that. But when I just look at the week of work that we put in and the prep that went in, we had probably our best car in the next gen period down there for a Daytona 500. So I thought that was great. All the things that I ask of and I talk about being important to me at drafting tracks, I thought we executed all of those things on Sunday. The lane that I chose ended up going backwards, at the end of the race. But at the end of the day, when you kind of just look at the global landscape of what the week was like, what our performance was like, you know, the execution throughout the race, it's really, and I'm a pretty honest person, it's hard for me to give our team a bad grade. I felt like we did a pretty good job.
Go to Jordan.
Jordan Bianca, The Athletic. Jacob kind of asked you a little bit about the surface and it being worn and everything. Wondering, can you still in qualifying go out and run flat out, or is because the surface has aged a little bit, you can't do that? And how do you know with no practice?
You're gonna try, you know, for sure. You're certainly gonna enter the corner wide open as if you can, you know, and if you get in there and you realize that the grip level doesn't feel right or something, then you try to bail out and hopefully be smooth doing it. But I don't think we're to the point where like I was saying a second ago, we're not to a point where we're not going to run wide open around here. The challenge is that makes this unique and different, the qualifying thing, and why it sometimes looks a little sketchy on TV and sometimes why it is a little sketchy for us, is because the tires are cold, the cars are on the ground because they're trying to take drag out of them, right? So you're sitting on the shock stops and it's just really uncomfortable and bumpy and rough. And you're sitting on a tire that ultimately becomes your spring at that point, right? And it's cold and has no grip. So you combine all those things together and it's cold outside. That's why it's kind of sketchy. But if you took, you know, if you pick the cars up off the ground and you had any heat in them whatsoever, you're going to run around here wide open, no problem. So it's just a matter of balancing that out a little bit, if that helps answer your question.
We'll go to John next.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. So a few drivers back when this whole reconfiguration got announced, they were upset, had some trepidation about what would happen. But as you alluded to earlier, it seems like that opinion's kind of turned. I was just curious, what has made it more agreeable to the drivers as the years have gone on? Is it how it's worn or just different factors?
I can't speak for the rest of them, but for me, living pretty close by, I hear comments and I hear opinions about the race and people that actually come and attend the race and watch the races. And, so it's much easier, I think, for me to kind of get behind it when I see the positive reaction to a race and people kind of speaking highly of the racetrack, because for so many years I heard nothing but the opposite. So I think that it's easy for me to be like, well, you know what, that was fun for us, but you know, the people that came down here and watched didn't really love that. And now, you know, now it's totally reversed. I think some of the drivers probably don't necessarily love that we added two more speedways, but the people that come down here and support us seem to really like that. So that's why I can get on board with it, just because I interact with, you know, with the people, you know, that attend this track probably a little more than others.
We're going to go to Daniel next, then Kelly, and then we're going to go to the very back.
Daniel McFadden, FrenchStretch.com. Chase, how much more taxing is the speedway style racing here compared to Daytona and Talladega, given the shorter distance? You know, you're on the straightaways for a shorter amount of time than you would be at the other two tracks.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly happens a little. Everything happens a little quicker, right? Like, runs are developing faster. You know, if you get pushed out, it seems like you kind of slinky back a little quicker. So I feel like it's very much just like a speedway. Everything is just condensed and it happens in a shorter period of time. So the workload can be higher. On the same note, the race is, you know, I think it's 400 miles this weekend, and the laps go by pretty quick. So the race really isn't that long. It doesn't seem like it's that long, you know, to me. So kind of get both sides of the fence, right? Things are happening a little quicker. It can be maybe a little chaotic, you know, throughout the event, but also it seems like it goes by pretty fast too.
Come to Kelly next.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Chase, when you look at the start of the season, we're going two drafting style racetracks into a road course and then the 1 mile fast Phoenix, however you want to describe that. So are these first couple races, the first month or so, kind of deceiving of where everyone's going to stack up? Will we not really know that until the end of March or even April?
I think that's totally fair. You know, it used to be it was like, let's get to, you know, like a month in or something. I think it'll probably That'll probably still be true. I mean, I think by the time you get through where you go from Coda to Phoenix to Vegas, is that right? I think by the time you get through Vegas, you'll have a pretty good idea what's going on, you know, truthfully, at that point. So you've delayed it a week, you know, basically, with the second speedway and then the road course thing. But, you know, the road course thing, where in the past I would agree that it was kind of an outlier. Well, now we have 15 of them, it seems like. So they kind of matter too. You know, used to you get away with just not being a good road racer for 2 weeks a year, and it didn't really matter. They were both in the summer. You know, if you ran good, great, and if you didn't, no big deal, right? Where now you got so many of them, you kind of have to embrace it. So I would argue that that one matters as well.
Go to the back, and then we'll wrap up here in the middle.
Good morning, Chase. Blake Smith, WVJS Radio. Heading to Coda next week in a reconfiguration, do you see that change in the racing much at all, and how have you prepared for it?
Yeah, a little bit. Tried to. You know, it's kind of one of those things that's tough because the only thing you can do is simulator work, right? And, you know, until you kind of get some eyes on it. The good news is we have some practice next week to, you know, understand the reconfiguration. I do not have my head wrapped around it completely at this point. I mean, I know what it's supposed to look like, but I think until you really get out there and feel it, it's always, and for me, it's always hard to kind of understand exactly what things are going to be. And I kind of hate guessing because I don't want to guess wrong, you know, either in that situation. So I just kind of look forward to practice next week, honestly, more than anything. I would have to imagine it'll change the racing a little. I would think, just based off the way it, you know, the way it's shaped. So hopefully it gives us some more opportunities to get crafty or have some more options or opportunities to pass or just be different. But if it does, great, you know, and if it doesn't, then it'll look like it has for the last, you know, few years out there.
Thank you. Good luck this weekend.
Yep. Thank you.
Chase, appreciate your time.
Yep. Thank you.